Sota Perk Tes Mishnah Tes Vav. Mishameis Rabbi Meir Batlu, Moshe L'Mishlam. When Rabbi Meir died, there ceased to exist Moshe L'Mishlam, those that would make Mishalim, parables. Rabbi Meir, part of his drasha, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he would split into thirds. A third was halacha, a third was agarata, and a third was Mishalim. And one of the primary Mishalim that was always used was of a shul, a fox, because it was the most cunning out of all the animals. Mishameis Ben Azai Batlu HaShakdonim. When Ben Azai died, there ceased to exist any more Shakdonim. These are what we would call Masmidim. They were shaked on the doors of the Beis Medrash. Ben Azai was such a big Masmid that he did not even get married. How he was able to do so, that's a different sugya altogether. Mishameis Ben Zoma Batlu HaDarshonim. When Ben Zoma died, the Darshonim became extinct. We know Ben Zoma, like we say on the Seder night, Acha Darsha Ben Zoma. Mishameis Rabbi Yeshua Paska Toivim Min HaOlam. Rabbi Yeshua died, Tova left the world. Farshim explained because Rabbi Yeshua was able to give Eitzis and communicate well to the monarchy at that time, and they dealt favorably with the Jews. Some Farshim don't even have this in the Mishnah, not just Rabbi Yeshua, but also others. They said that this doesn't even exist, but we're going to just go with it. Mishameis Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel ba goivai v'rabu tzores. When Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel died, in our history it's important to note there were two Rabbi Gamliels and two Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliels. It went Rabbi Gamliel, then he had his son, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So the first Rabbi Gamliel, I believe, is called Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had his son, who he named after his father, Rabbi Gamliel. And then that son had a son he named after his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the last one. This is the father of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe. So when Rebbe's father died, Goivai, which is locusts, came to the world. And there were a lot of tsaros because of this yerida, that this vacuum that was created in the world. Mishmeis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, posak ha'osher min ha'chacham. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah died, wealth stopped. This is a different lashon. It says posak. It doesn't say bottle like the previous. I'll go into it soon. So the osher was posak, stopped from chachamim, even though that later we know the Rabbi Danasi, the Mechaber, the Mishnayis, was very wealthy. The Taisas Chadashim explains that nevertheless, during the time of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there were many chachamim that were wealthy. It was much more common. By the time Rabbi Danasi, even though we know that he was very wealthy, he was the exception. Most people were not. So when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah passed away, this wealth left the Chachamim. Mishameis Rabbi Kiva batel Kvaid HaTorah. And Rabbi Kiva died, the Kvaid HaTorah became extinct. Now the Kvaid HaTorah here, we're going to see another Kvaid HaTorah later, but the Kavod is the lashon of Kaved, heavy, that you feel that it's important that it exists. When a person is Mechabit someone, he makes that person feel that he's there. So Kvaid HaTorah, everything to Rabbi Kiva was very important. The Torah, every single crown and every dot to every letter to Rabbi Kiva was a very important thing because it was there and there was a reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it there. And this is the greatest kavod to the Torah, that there's nothing in the Torah that was just stam made. So everything was darshan and nothing in the Torah was left batal. Mishameis Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa batlu anshei maisa. When Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa died, Anshei Maisa were no longer, because we know Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the Gemara speaks a few cases about his tzidkis, and the whole world stood on the righteousness of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. And the Anshei Maisa, what we're referring to here is that they were like mofsim that were done. Like the Gemara says in Tainus, when his daughter accidentally lit Shabbos candles with vinegar instead of oil, he decreed that the vinegar should light the same way oil should. And also another Maisa with the Rab brings also, somebody accused him that his goats were messing up the other guy's fields. And another nace happened that the goat came back with wolves stuck to its thorns. When he passed away, none of these things would happen anymore.